This is 69, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 69 has been covering the digital signage industry for more than 11 years now, first online and now as a podcast. We cover what's new and interesting, and we filter out all the BS. This podcast gives listeners a chance to hear at length from people and companies who are making a real mark in the industry with new ideas or just old-fashioned hard work and smarts. You can listen to episodes online, get it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to pull down the RSS feed. We now have a companion podcast called Projects, hosted by my longtime industry friend Michael Tutton. That show is all about digging deep on the creative and tech behind some landmark projects. 69 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. Martin Romanowski is the CEO of the Swedish CMS software firm SmartSign, which has been providing a digital signage solution all the way back into the late 1990s. His company is best known in Europe, and it has offices in 8 countries and users in more than 30. Romanowski and I chatted at ISE in Amsterdam, where his crew had a large booth. One of the big messages was about SmartSign's ease of use. He agreed easy is an overused pitch in this business, but when his guys talk about it, he says they really mean it. Romanowski gets into how the company is seeing great year-on-year growth and why the heck there are so many digital signage software companies in Sweden and Norway. So Martin, tell me about the company, when it got started, general background of it. If somebody says, what do you do and what's your company all about, what do you tell them?
Company, a little bit short history. Of course, this you can read on the our news webpage, but 98, we started already then do software and the hardware.
In 98?
98, 99. We do black and white, gray scale screens.
Really?
Not even color. I also tell you why. Because the owner in that time was Åke Hörnell, a Swedish inventor. And he invented the crystal technology when you're welding with the mask.
Ah.
And when you don't need to take it the mask up and down when you know, you just weld or shut it off. Mm-hmm. And the crystals change, so you got the light, the bright light.
Okay.
And you use the same technology for the screens. And he sold it to 3M. I got very rich, and then he started SmartSign 98, and but he was more an inventor, so he was, not business-driven person, more just want to invent stuff, so the company lost a lot of money.
He was the mad scientist.
Yes, lost a lot of money first years, and then the today's main owner, Johan, bought it 2002, 2003, and almost it was 25 engineers and one sales guy, and then he, how the financial looks every
year. Yeah.
And he bought it. He came from Oracle, a software guy, and changes to own the software, and start went himself around to customers and talk about future communication and so on very early. And from that time, slowly, it has been only software.
Mm-hmm. And this is it in Stockholm or in Gothenburg?
Stockholm. But the main, the head office is north of Stockholm. It's middle of the Swedish country, Dalarna. It's very known for cross-country skiing, the championship are there a lot of times. So that is the main office, but I am sitting in Stockholm.
Okay.
It's 2 hours by car, so I don't want to go there every day.
No, that'd be a little rough.
Yeah.
So purely digital signage, CMS software now?
Yes and no. It started that way.
Okay.
Then wayfinding come after people start asking about it, wayfinding come. Mm-hmm. And now the last years also software for phones, mobile phones, because we are thinking about 3 years ago, we see that the demand of communication is not only for screens.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked immediately, what can we send the same information to a phone? What we put on the screen? And they started talking. So now we have also for phones, but you can choose if you want both of them or just for the screens or just for the phones.
And how would it work for the phones in terms of what would a client want you to be sending?
It depends on different business areas, but if you take corporate information, for just one example, employees, We have a lot of companies or customers who has employees around the world, or even bus drivers we have sold to phones because they want to send out information like that. And the same, like intranet, you know, in the 90s, 20s, but to the phone immediately.
Right.
So they can put on the screen, but that is the only people in the office.
Right.
And then we went to the warehouse or factories, and now the people who are moving a lot, the HR or people who want to send out the information wants to send to those also, mm-hmm. employees, travel, salespeople, and so on. So they have the same on app.
So more, a more visually interesting version of SMS in certain respects.
Yes, but they have in the same system.
Yeah.
So they don't need to buy two different systems. You don't need to learn different, pay license fee, you know.
Yeah.
They have everything in the same. I want to send out to the screens or the phones at the same time if I want.
Okay. All right, so you've got this software company north of Stockholm primarily.
Yes.
You're servicing primarily the digital signage market. How many people?
We're only 25 people totally.
Okay.
Because we have a, I don't know, different or route to the market. We sell not 100% only through partners.
Okay.
So what that means is that we meet a lot of customers, we support a lot of resellers, but we never sell direct.
Mm-hmm.
So today, okay, if you someone calls me from India, whatever, that one thing, but in Europe, Australia, and the Arabic countries, Emirates, and so on, we have partners. So we never sell immediately. So that's why we don't direct. So that's why we don't need a lot of salespeople.
Right.
You know, we have resellers who do it.
You spend your time developing the channel and then managing it.
The same like the screen manufacturers, you know, or other manufacturers.
Okay. And is there a particular vertical you guys are focused on?
No, our software is, I would say, once again, it's a little bit decided a few years ago that we want to do a good product who is, you know, I would say 90% enough for every business category. You know, some of our colleagues in the business focus 100% on retail, for example.
Or,
so they have done, you know, a product who is super, super good for that with all the functions you need and so on. But there are other business areas who don't want those functions. And they are growing in other business areas like hospitality, corporate information. We have schools. We have, you know, a lot of different business areas that they don't want to pay. So our software is more like a generic. And then we add on. You can add on, you know, the different, few functions you need for retail or maybe for corporate. You know.
Yeah, so you've got a foundational platform and you can add functionality.
So, and then we have even lower level, you know, some, for example, small restaurant or pizzeria, they don't want to pay, you know, high-end software. They just want to have some menus on board. So then we have a light version even. But still, 90% of our sales is the professional. People buy, you know, it's good for the future, but they don't know why. They just buy it.
Right. There are so many content management systems out there. You've talked already how you're a little bit different because of the mobile application.
Yes.
But what are those other things that kind of differentiate you from the mob?
Yes.
You know, 100 feet
if
away
I would
from
say
here.
one thing only, I will say simplicity. Is that what we are seeing for the last 2 years? People are stressed. People don't have time. Even marketing department at the customer, they don't have. They just want to have the picture on with video, whatever. So if you do a software very high end with all this function, is very often getting so advanced, so you need to be IT engineer to understand it.
Right.
You know, we are sitting so many times with the resellers together with the end customer and say, we don't even have time to book the content. Can you do it for us? You know, even if we're talking with the marketing people. So simplicity is, we have a lot of functions, but we try to take them away because they just, so that is one thing I see a big difference between my colleagues in the business. We have all the functions, but we are not talking about it so much. We're talking about this should be so as easy for you as possible. It takes as less time as possible for you, you know, to put the content. That is, I would say, the one big difference to our competitors.
An awful lot of people say that, though, that they're simple and easy to use. So how do you say, yes, everybody says that, but here's why we actually
Here's why we have this. First of all, my salespeople are the marketing, checking people, what is happening outside. It's not the engineers. That is number one. Number two, when the engineers are developing the functions, if my salespeople don't understand it in 1 minute, then it's too advanced.
That's your lowest common denominator?
Yes. If you know, that is, I would say, salespeople normally are quite easygoing people, you know, they just want to sell. If it's too complicated, it's harder to sell and harder to explain. Mm-hmm. And then the customer will also need to, you know, understand it. So we have this work internally. We have this product council every quarter, you know, salespeople taking in everything, you know, what is happening outside, what from customers. Then we choose, of course, which we're going to focus on. But in the end, how is it easy then to put it in? Should we have it in the pro version, this function, or should we have it in the light version? So we have this work internally, because the engineers, we need them, of course, the software guys, the programmers, but we are always pushing them, you know, can you make it easier? Can you make it easier? Can you even just drop and push, you know, whatever, without, because the engineers always want to do the best, you know, the best solution, the best, you know, but they sometimes forget that it's done.
Forget the end user,
Yeah, so we have this internal check and so on. Of course, if someone else will sit here and they also say, oh, well, it's easy. Our software is easier to understand, but I think at least from the last years we have been working this, we are up there to be the easy software.
The brand that you have, that seems very visionary now that you know, you're able to, because everybody's running around saying smart, you know, we're using smart technology.
I don't know if it was lucky or something when we took that. But we took it, you know, what I remember, 2002, 2003, on, the company was 98 different name, but when you one bought it, the main owner, he changed it, if I remember correctly. You know, and that was only Sweden then, you know, and there was no SmartShine, that company was called in Sweden. But now for the last eight years, we have been growing outside Sweden more and more and more, and it's easy to have it in the back end, SmartShine, you know.
And when did you get involved with the company?
The first time was 2006 to 2000. It was 3 years, 2006, 7, and 8. I was the sales head then, and build up the sales strategy, who we are today keeping the same. And then I being involved from as an advisor when I left SmartShine, then I went to Sony. I was B2B head in Sony in Nordics, Scandinavia, but I was still there, like, you know, advisor to the board, you know, and pushed them forward and forward. And then the owner, who was the CEO all the time, he will not like what I'm saying, but he got old. He has been working with this for 10 or whatever years, and said, and he is a little bit also more technical guy. He is visionary. Of course, he's more sales guy than the first owner, but he's still more on that side. So we discussed, what is it now, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and we decided to really, really push the company internationally. And that then told me, Martin, you are more experienced than me, and also on the sales business-wise and also strategy-wise, so we agreed that. So now he's a chairman of the board.
Okay. So at that point, you were still pretty much a Swedish company, and where are you
now? We are still, so as a company, we are Swedish, but now we are covered with people. So we have salespeople, all the Nordics. We have UK, we have Germany, Poland. It will be in Netherlands just next quarter. Australia, we had already 1 year. We will have Dubai. So I believe, and then we have employed people. This is, we have salespeople running and supporting salespeople. Then we have distributors in other countries who are selling Smart Shine, but we have not yet put. But hopefully, end of this year, maybe we will cover at least the big countries, you know, France, what is it, Spain and Italy left. Depends, you know, a little bit how the market looks. And
will you bother with North America?
Not right now. I will wait a little bit. So we will see what happened. We were a little bit looking at it 6 months ago or 7 months ago with some people. It happened some stuff in with some other colleagues in the business, and I had some people called me from the North America, and we have some discussion. But I said we want to end this year, you know. And then suddenly, a lot of different stuff happened there. And
it's also a very crowded market.
We just wait a little bit, you know. Yes. So right now we don't see North America, at least not 17, at least.
Yeah. Is it different operating from country to country in terms of business demands, what people are interested in?
Or yes, I will say even if I. It's hard to get, data how big the market is for each country in Europe. You know, I saw some report from you. You know, all these billions. You know, they get signed. You know, they get signage. Yes. And I am trying to, together with the screen manufacturers and their sales data, what is they get the signage? What is you know, conference room screens or whatever, and see how big the market is. That is one thing. The second thing is how the market is ready, the country is ready for digital signage. We are quite far ahead in UK, I know, in Nordics also. Germany is also quite big, but because it's a huge country, but I don't know how big the signage percentage is compared to conference screens or whatever,
right.
But if you look at some of the sales of screen is huge, you know, professional screens. And also different business areas. I would say most of my competitors, of course, hunting retail, number one. Our background is a little bit more balanced in what I see where we are selling, because we are selling through the channels, through the resellers, and we have different resellers. So we have partners for hospitality. Has been, I mean, now we have 500 hotels in Europe. It's growing every year. Who is using Smart Shine? But nobody knows it because it's OEM with one of our partners. So it says something else.
Sure.
You know, it's welcome. It says your name in the hotel room and so on. Also in the entrance, it's another name, but it's our software. So it's different level, I would say. In Nordics, I would say retail is biggest, of course, but then the other business areas is growing faster. I would say, I believe you have better knowledge than me on, you know, each country, you know,
not really. There's not a lot of good research out there.
Oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. But it's growing. We are growing. And what I will say most important is that we are still, for the last 10 years, not lost a cent. We are always making money every year.
Privately held.
Yeah. It's no public company. It's a privately held. We are growing every year. This year, we have not official yet, but this year we will, from 15 to 16, we grow up with 20%. And we are investing the money forward again for the next year. Not everybody's making money.
No.
And also a lot of, they're having a lot of, purchasing each other to get bigger. Bigger, but then you have bigger cost and you need to sell more. And you just, sell more because you have higher cost and so on. So it's not always the best way, to just buy a lot of competitors and, but of course, it looks nice when you look at the paper sheets and go to the screen manufacturers and say how big you are.
Make it look quite impressive.
PowerPoints and go to one of the big screen manufacturers, say we are this big, we're going to sell this amount of screens, so whatever. But of course, you get attention. We are smaller, but we are growing every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is important.
Profitability is not a bad thing.
Yeah. We it's important for us because, of course, we can go take loans or new owners come in with more money and so on, maybe kick it faster forward. But we have decided to continue, you know, and try to build our product range more and find different. And that is the way, at least.
In your two periods when you're involved with the company, going back to the beginning, have you seen the marketplace change and presumably mature?
Of course, 2006, 7, and 8. I believe you also remember that you need, now people knows what digital signage is, digital communication is.
Yeah, your first slide doesn't have to be what is digital signage.
Yes, you don't need to explain. You don't, people even calling and was interested to buy, you know. In that time, it was, you know, signage, it was, I will never forget it. It was like digital signing a contract. You know, people was told, no, I'm talking about screens, not sign a contract digitally, because it was a lot of talk about that for you know, 10 years ago or even more longer. So, of course, it's more mature, but it's still the business, whole business is still, I would say some customers don't even know why they buy it.
Yeah.
You know, they just see competitors buy, have put up some screens. It looks nice in the store, and they also want it. You know, and not always thinking, does it help my business? Does it help my sales in my store? So, more, of course, it's more now than it was before, but it's still, I would say, you know, why do a pizzeria buy three screens just to serve a menu? It still works with all sides. You know, okay, it looks nicer, but, you know.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
How do you manage your resellers? Because I'm sure the resellers are tempted when somebody just saying, yeah, I want it because guy down the street has it, or I saw it in this chain, when you know that's just setting them up for failure.
I would say, I don't know if I answer you correctly your question, but resellers, whatever you sell through resellers is tough because you are fighting with their time. You know, because there's not only digital signage, IT or AV resellers. They sell
video
conferencing, they sell the new Microsoft, what is it? The
Surface
boards, whatever, they have everything. And you try to convince them this market is growing, they can make money on it. What is it, returning business or not? Is it just one time deal? What profit can I make? Can I sell something else except the software and screens? You have content, you have installation, support and everything. So this is the, I would say, one big challenge for every company who's have the sales strategy through a reseller.
Right.
But I will say they have last 4 or 5 years, I will say they have adapted because they have the customers. And we told them, you know, you just need to say that we have digital signage. Then you will get the question. You don't need to hunt for the customers.
Right.
You have them already. You have delivered computer screens or whatever. Depends what kind of customer it is. I don't know if I answered your exactly.
Do you guys provide much support to your resellers?
Yes, we have our own support.
What about sales support? So would you go on a joint call, that sort of thing?
Yes, we have. That is what if our salespeople, what they're doing is, they helping the resellers when they call them.
Yeah.
You know, with the from technical question, pricing, and even meet local meetings with the mm-hmm. customers, and everything around them. Then we have support, you know, also for we are selling. So after the reseller have sold smart chain solution with mm-hmm. some screen manufacturer, then the customer can call us and ask, you know, what is on the work or right. whatever. And then we, what I believe is very crucial for us is training. We have Thursday and Friday every week. We have training by webinar for all our customers.
The end users. Okay.
Because no. even how easy we're going to do the software, right. user friendly, it's still people call us and,
right.
you know, some people have been trained on the customer after 1 year that person have left the company and something, some new ones come and yeah. they need the training. And this is very good, very popular from us. So we get a lot of business just because of that. Okay, we can
yeah.
help us.
And I would imagine that takes a lot of relationship building with your resellers to have yes. them feel comfortable enough that...
You will not do this in 6 months.
Yeah.
Build up a reseller chain, you know, trust, you know, support.
Yeah, because they'd be freaked out if they're yes. okay, they're going to go around me now and...
Yes, so and everybody knows that we are selling through, we have been doing it for the last 10 years, you know, 12 years, whatever, through the channel, so people trust to call us
mm-hmm.
and tell they have a business right. case here. And that is not, I would say, common for everybody.
Yeah. So we're sitting in a quiet part of Integrated Systems Europe and nice. Beautifully quiet room.
Yeah,
it's mayhem out there because everybody's mm-hmm. setting up, and you've got a smart sign booth, and you're also yes. in a number of other booths.
Yes, we have our own booth in Hall 8. All the software companies are in Hall 8. Then we are also in the five. I'll call it the five big ones. You know, Samsung, LG, NEC, Philips, Panasonic booths.
Yeah.
So we have people there mm-hmm. and showing our software. And also from our point of view, this is something also ongoing in the business right now. We are developing 100% for the internal players. You know, Samsung Tizen, LG WebOS 3.0, mm-hmm. the Android, the NSC new Raspberry Pi, I think it was.
Yep, yep.
And we are pushing for that. What I see my competitors do, they are pushing more and more for external, their own players or some yeah. other external players. And this is happening in the business right now. You know, which way will be the best for the future? Of course, the other also have some supporting Tizen, for example, mm-hmm. from Samsung or WebOS from LG. But I just see if you look at promotion, you know, and what they are talking about, they're trying to push the external yeah. player.
And is your development team writing native players for each of these, or have you got kind of a web player that's working on all of them?
Web player, but they work for every different, operating system, if you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it allows you to go across all of these different ones, as opposed yes. to saying, okay, we're going to put all our resources into Tizen and hope that's the one that
no.
sticks.
No, as long, I don't know, Samsung don't call me and the Bible company or whatever, we are... Like Sweden neutral.
Right.
But also, this is on the strategy we have with our sales. You know, when you go with the resellers, I don't want to be deciding for the reseller and the end customer what to choose.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only, it's mostly only works with this.
Yeah.
You know, many times, you know, I know that if we didn't support that operating system, we have lost the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, and it's very common also that it's not the bigger cases, you know, if you're talking a few hundred screens or more,
yeah.
everybody knows about those cases. Mm. So that's why then I'm giving the reseller opportunity to go, one goes with SmartShine and Samsung, the other ones go with NSE, for example, or
sure.
LG. So otherwise it'd only be price competitive,
yeah.
price fighting and so on. Then they will call me and say, we don't make any money
yeah.
because they are fighting with each other. So,
yeah.
And also that is the reseller level, but also the end customer level. You know, some companies want that brand. They have already maybe some contract with, for example, with the computer screens, mm-hmm. with the NEC. So they want to continue with NEC. So I don't want to be there and come in with some other brand, you know, just, and then they will say no.
Yeah.
And I will also lose the,
yeah.
So it's, that's why I have been open to all my partners in with the screen manufacturers, mm-hmm. you know, it's up to the customers.
Right. you know? Yeah. So is a big trade show like this, because you're selling through the channel, mm-hmm. is this a way of recruiting new potential partners?
Yes. Every year we meet some. Uh-huh. Coming here, they have seen us in the social media or like this, you know, heard about us and they have contacted us. We are selling in countries, like we don't have any salespeople, they just contact us and want to represent us. And also, when they call the screen manufacturers, they know about it. So they say, yeah, Smartshine works and
yeah.
we recommend them. So it will be like a little bit of warranty thing for them, you know, okay.
So simply being in the Samsung booth or the LG booth or whatever, that's making the salespeople aware that you're out there.
Yeah, and they see us and they feel confident to work with us, mm-hmm. you know. Of course, the screen manufacturers don't like that I'm being in different booths, but once again, we have been open from day one, and it's nothing new for them. Mm-hmm. So,
how do you manage most of these guys have or have had at some time or other, these guys being the display guys, their own software? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're a partner with them, but they've also got this free stuff or inexpensive stuff.
Yeah, it's in some countries, you know, I would be not lying if I not know that some countries, they have even give away the software for free just to get the screens ordered. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a bigger deal or important deal, it's a big retail chain and they want to have the logo everywhere.
Yeah.
So they just make a deal and that's it. So, but they are the software they have already, as long... They are screen manufacturers. They are not measured yet, at least, to sell software. Mm-hmm. I hope they will not change that. But they have, because a few years ago, many years ago, there weren't so many software companies. So they did needed to do something just to have the complete solution.
Yeah.
So, but now, when the reseller is also asking, you know, if they take the pre-installed software, you know, either they don't make any money on it because everybody else can set it.
Sure.
Or the second thing is the support. The screen manufacturers, I will not say which level and who and so on, but they are not so interested to, even if they say they have support and so on, but it's not the same level like us software people.
Right.
And once again, they think they want to, that they will take some other software because then it's their problem. Mm-hmm. And but of course, every day I'm hearing from a sales guy somewhere in the country, I'm fighting here with the screen manufacturer, what Martin called them.
Yeah.
And that is not only with me, that is with all my colleagues in the business are also taking that.
Oh yeah.
So, yes, one day I'm friend, next day I'm competitor. but this business, it works. I'm not complaining. We are trying to convince that our software is what you need.
Yeah.
And then it's once again up to the customer to decide.
Is there any reason why there seems to be a disproportionate number of Swedish companies involved in signage, or is that just my odd perception?
You mean that there are so many?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
right?
they are.
It's not that big
I don't know. I don't know why. I think once again, I don't know today, but Sweden before was quite early with everything in IT, if you want to call it this IT. Maybe, of course, some countries have catch up and Sweden was maybe it's not the leading country anymore, but at least it's in the top still. So we are quite early. And when they see opportunities, we normal people and IT people, we are very fast to grab it. And in the 2000 or forward, it was many companies who saw this. Mm-hmm. You know, and Swedish people are very, Nordic people are very fast to, you know, phones and everything.
Yeah.
immediately. Apps, it was like, when the apps come, it was like a big bomb blast. Everybody is starting doing apps, you know, and of course that is in other countries also. But I don't know why, but we're different in the sales strategy. Very different. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm the, not without, you know, have 100% proof, but we are not the only guy who have stick to the channel sales for the last 10 years. The other guys has, you know, changed from 6 months to 1 year, back and forward. And some has gone 100% direct. They are selling screens, they are selling installation, they are selling content, and they are selling their own software. You know, and they go that way to the market. And that is my resellers' competitors, you know, who compete, you know. I'm going more, you know, but then you need more people. You, of course, the turnover will be bigger because you sell one screen to one license. I don't do that. I just sell the license, you know. So the turnover is bigger. But I am making money and selling only software and helping the resellers. And I would say the reseller way is growing. More and more resellers are interested in. And one big reseller chain, or category, I will be for the next 5 years will grow very fast. And that is all the printing guys.
Yeah.
And I have already started. I was here 1 year ago in ISE and talked about it. This 2016, we have 40, 50 resellers from the printing chain or reseller chain, who has now, they don't see the future.
Yeah.
They see, suddenly they see the screens everywhere. You know, the from the advertising boards with the bananas, 10 euros, whatever, with the paper printed to a screen. And they have delivered the printing stuff for the last 100 years, you know, to all these customers. Suddenly they see new competitors come in. These guys will not call the direct competitor. They will call me instead because I am, you know, a vendor. You can just buy and sell. So this will grow, and not only Sweden. I see already out in Europe, you know, this kind of companies, they need to change and be modern now. You know, they don't make any money on the printing anymore. They have bought big printers, you know, pressing machines, and have millions, you know.
Yeah, adapter guy.
And someone just put up a screen, I can sit remotely and change the content. Yeah. You know, it's, so they see the future in 10, I don't know how long, that they don't exist if they don't take the digital in their portfolio.
Yeah, for sure.
And there are big companies who are taking this, who have powerful people, they have connections, they have already the agreements with their customers, they have already, they just say, especially retail, they just say, I have digital signage now. Great, I can buy everything from you now. I can still buy the print stuff and I can buy the digital for you. And you can do the content for me, for both of them.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, I hope that this is the way will be the future, because the other guys go more direct. But I will not sitting here and say which way will we win.
it took a while for that industry to wake up, but they seem to be getting it now that they need to do something.
So that is one thing. But it's going well for us, you know, we're growing, and but we are still, you know, we are not the biggest company, you know, if you come. We still have the software. we are growing.
You don't have the biggest payroll, which is a good thing.
No, and they have a lot of changes. 2016, as you know, in US, and I had a lot of people called me from competitors who wants to come over to us. You know, but I cannot hire everybody in the same time.
Sure.
This is once again, if you really, really are open with your sales strategy, people, then people start to like us both. Customers and resellers, but also employees, because they know how we work. There's nothing, because they are salespeople also. They cannot change strategy every 6 months or 1 year, and the sales guy there needs to explain that every time. It's tough, I would say.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you that you gave me time for this.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 69 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 69 the blog and now the podcast are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.